The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Yud Daled. At the end of Kuf Yud Daled on the Beis, the Gemara poses a question. It's possible that when you have other vegetables besides for the chazeres that you're using for the motor, first when it's time for kabbas, you would make a vorecha adomo on the vegetable and eat it, and then when it's time for the mitzvah of motor, then you would make the alechilas motor on the chazeres and then eat it. And the question of the Gemara is, what happens when you have only murder? What do you do with the Bayfi Adama? I'd like to go into the first tzad, that when you have other vegetables, because Baruch Hashem nowadays we do have lots of vegetables, and we know that we make a Bayfi Adama on the potato or a parsley, depends on the minig, for the karpas. And then by the Alechilas Murr, we do have a different vegetable for Chazeres. So the Rashbam on this Gemara explains the kibun sheyesh v'shal yirokos. Since you have other vegetables, hachi shaper tfei, it's much better. So you varich b'yipi adoma tchila v'yiftes amor b'birchas b'yipi adoma, because then you're making a b'yipi adoma in the beginning by the karpas, and you're passing the motor from the bracha b'yipi adoma, and then afterwards by the chazeres, all you make is alechilas motor on the chazeres. So the question is, what is the Rashbam being moisiv to us, and what is he trying to explain with the impattering the motor from the Bayi Piyadomo? This wasn't b'chlal the shayla of the Gemara. The shayla of the Gemara is when you don't have shayirok, is what to do. L'chari, we see from the Rashbam that a part of what we're trying to gain is that you shouldn't have to make the Bayi Piyadomo when you're being a kayim, the mitzvah of achilas motor. But why? The truth is that there is a machlekes v'shoinim about making the Bayi Piyadomo. They're chiv to make a Bayi Piyadomo when you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Morer. Toisus on the next staff on Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph in the Tainus Haran, and he says that the reason why you don't make a Bayi Piyadomo on the Morer is because it's a vegetable during the Suda. It's goyer talat hamachel, like a regular vegetable. It whets the appetite for the Suda. Melech v'mach masuda. That's why you don't make a bracha Bayi Piyadomo, because the hamotzi on the matzah patters it. There are other Rishonim that say that it's not b'mach masuda. And then you would have to make a bracha, unless there is not considered a hefsek between the karpas in the beginning of the night and the alechilas morer. According to the Tosfos, you would not make a Bayi Piyadomo. According to the other Rishonim, perhaps you would make a bracha. So if the Rashbam were to be an Achrayin, then it would make sense that the Rashbam perhaps is giving us a Eitzah Tova, not to go and bring yourself into the Machloikas Rishonim, and this way go and have in mind by the Karpas to impatter the Morer, and this way you won't have any problem. But the Rashbam is a Rishon, and it's not the Derech of the Rishonim to go and give you Eitzah Tova how to get around other Shitas. Let's bring a different Gemara to the table. A Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lama Tesama Beis. Over there, the sugya is saying the milus of making the hamoitzi, or making any brochum, on a sholem, on something that's complete, not a prusa, not only a piece of bread. So the Gemara is averting that what if you have a sholem of an inferior quality bread and a prusa of a better quality bread? Which one should you make the hamoitzi lechem and the aretz on? So after the sugya, the Gemara finishes off that hakol moedim the Pesach, everyone's moedim on Pesach. Shemaniach haprusa b'seich hashleima u'mavorach meshum delechem oynikziv. On Pesach, you take the prusa, the piece of matzah that we broke by yachat, and you put it together with the shalom. The Gemara says you put it b'seich hashleima, because the Gemara in the times of the Gemara, the matzah was soft and was able to bend, but you put it together and you're parties together, you break both of them together and use both of them. And Tosis over there says that Ein Liv Tzoya Ki Mar Lashleimba. Which one should you make a Behamoitzi Lechem and the Aretz on, which should be Seya, which means starting the Suda, which one should you make the Hamoitzi on? Only the Shleimba. And on the Pusa, you make the Alechilas Matzah. But don't go and make both brachas, the Hamoitzi and the Al-Chiles Matzah on the Prusa, even though it says Lechem Oini. Why? Because then it's Ka'oyta Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. It looks like you're doing a bunch of mitzvahs together, and it looks like you're trying to patter up as much as you could of Hashem's mitzvahs at one time, Rechon Luslan. So, a new yesod over here that we see, that when you make two brachas together, not only two mitzvahs, when you're even making two brachas together, right, the Al-Chiles Matzah and the Hamati Lechem Oretz, that's a problem of Oyta Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Also, in the Yotzer's for Shabbat HaGadol, which is a very important Yotzer's for that time of year because it goes through all the halachas of Pesach, of the Bdikas Chametz, and of the Seder. At the end, there's a piyut Ein Aroich that goes through the reasons of everything that we do on Pesach and everything that was done in Mitzrayim and the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. So one of the things that the Python says is Lo Mashai Yerokas Boyan Tchila. Why do we have the Karpas? Why do we have Shai Yerokas in the beginning of the Seder? Lifter Chazeres Shal Mitzvah Brocha Haru'uyola to pater the Chazeres from the Brocha Haru'uyola, which is the Bari Piyadoma. V'she'ein Loi Mishtei Brochas Ka'achas, because we can't make two brochas together. V'chei Mish Bishtei Matzis Pichros Michala L'chala. And also that's why we have two matzis. We go and we pater the Hamati Lechman Eretz from one chala, from one matzah to the next matzah. So again, the Python seems to be is clearly going with this toisis in brachos with that shita that we have a problem of chavilas even by two brachos. And chayutz mashma that's what the Rashbam is coming to tell us also that there's a maila of having shai brachos chila. Why kadesh yavarech le'pi adama? Because so that you should make the le'pi adama in the beginning of the seder, and you shouldn't have to go and make a le'pi adama when we make the alechilas morer. This sheet though has a lot of questions on it. We look back at the Tosfos on the next Omud, of the Kuf Tesvov. He eats the Kasha on Rav Yosef Tev Elam, who is the Machaber of the Yosef of the Shabbos Gadol, and he asks two questions on him. First question is, how can you tell me that the whole reason why we have Karpas and we have Shai Rokas Tchila is because of mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas? Every Bar Rav and every child knows why do we have Karpas, why do we dip in the beginning of the meal? For the hecker, right? Everyone knows that why do we do Karpas? So the child should ask, why are we dipping and why are you taking away the ka'orim, and we answer him, don't worry, we're going to bring it back because we have to dip again. And the yes, why? And the yes, why we're dipping twice? And that goes into the whole manashtana. So the reason why we have karpas is not b'shem chavilas chavilas, but rather obviously for the hecker. The second question he asks is the lashon HaTosfos says the loyshaya chavilas el b'trei mili. Chavilas chavilas is only when it's two different things. To understand what Tosfos is it trying to say, let's go back to the Tosfos in Brachos on the Avamatesim Abayis that we mentioned earlier, that Tosfos over there also asks on this Shita, and he says that it's not Shaykh Chavilas Chavilas on Birchas Hanenen, because when do we have the problem, when do we have the sugya of Otimis Chavilas Chavilas in the beginning of Aviv Sochim? We just had it a few days ago trying to do Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah together, which is two different mitzvahs. Masha Einkin, when you have a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaNenen, those aren't two different things. So it doesn't pass Chavilas Chavilas. And that seems to be what the Tosfos over here in the Pesachim is also bothered by, that it's not Trei Mili. It's one thing, and you're just making a Birchas HaNenen together with a Birchas HaMitzvah. And Tosfos and Brachos brings a raya to his yesoid that by Birchas Hanenen it's not Shaya Chavilas Chavilas. The raya seems like an obvious raya. Kiddush. Every Shabbos and Yontif, you pour a cup of wine, you pick it up, and you make two brachas. The Bari Pi Agofen and the Kiddush. So you see clearly that there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas, because that's what we do every week. So, Bishleim of the first kasha of Tosfos in the Pesachim, we could answer, and the first Shemtaki answer, that if all you need is a hecker, then you could take Morer and dip it twice. The Paitin is Baboring, why we have Shai Yerokos Tchila. And that's Mishum Lifter it's a motor that you shouldn't have two brachas together out chavilas. So that we can get around, that we could answer. But what's the Rashbam and the Paitin and the Tzadikim and brachas going to do with the Raya from Kiddush? It seemed like a very strong point. Let us look into the sugya of chavilas for a moment, and let's see if we could come out with a solution to this problem. On Avkuf Beizim Abeiz, here in Aviv Sochem, the Rashbam on the sugya of chavilas says, gives a reason. What's the problem of chavilas? The mechsi olav kamasi, it looks like you have a burden on you, like the mitzvah is a burden, and you're trying to go in and patzer as many mitzvahs as they could at one time, and you don't have a chavivus for the mitzvahs. It looks like it's a masi, and that's a bazillion for the mitzvahs. That's a problem of chavivus. If you look at the Rashbam on the Kufvav Omer Aleph and the sugya of Kiddush Aliyayin, he brings down a she'iltus that explains what's the inyan of Kiddush Aliyayin. Why don't you just come home, make Kiddush Berachat Hashem and Kavas Shabbos with the whole nusach of the Kiddush? What's the purpose? Why do you have a Kiddush Aliyayin? So the Shilta says that Kivin She'ein Oymim Shira El Aliyayin, which means in the Beit HaMikdash, we know that Levim every day said a Shira. That's the Shir Shalayim that we say every day after davening. And the Levim sang Shira, a different Shira, on the Korban Tumen every day. Now, when did they? Which part of the Korban did they sing the Shira on? We know that the Korban Tumen, as well as other Korbanos, have Minchas and Minas Kayim. Besides the actual animal, there's also the Mincha, and flour and oil, and there was a Yayin, and there was wine. They would pour the wine into the sefalim on top of the mizbeach. So, which part of the korban did they sing the shira on? They sang shira when their menasech, when the kohenim were menasech, poured the wine on the mizbeach. Melo zokta shildas, when you're doing a mitzvah, we're making kiddush alayayin, that's inyan shir. So, with this piece of information, we could give an answer to the question posed on the Rashbam and the Paitin and the Tosis and Brachas. That their shita is actually that you have a problem of mitzvahs chavilas, not only when you do two mitzvahs together, but also when you make two brachas, because a bracha is also a mitzvah, and there'll be a problem of the chavilas, because it looks like you're trying to kill two birds with one stone, so to say, and to try to get rid of as many mitzvahs as possible. I kiddush? Kiddush is not a kasha. Because when you're making Kiddush Aliyayin, you're taking a regular mitzvah and you're being a malad. You're taking Kiddush and you're being meshabech to Hashem with it, with the Yayin. So Melim, it's the antithesis of the problem of Chavilas. Chavilas is a problem that it's mechsi, that it looks like the mitzvahs are amassing and you're trying to get rid of it. Kiddush Aliyayin, I'm not trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to take the mitzvah and make it as choshev as possible. Memela, there's no kasha. Because a regular Birchat Hananen, together with a mitzvah, would have a problem of chavilas. Kiddush Aliyayin, or mitzvah Aliyayin, is different. Now, lehalacha, by the Seder, we know that we have three matzahs. According to most of the Klal Yisrael, the Goyin said that you have two, but it's not for the scope of our discussion why. But we have three matzahs, and when you say Hamoitz Lechman Oretz, you go and take all three matzahs together and you hold them, because you need, the reason why you need all three is because you need Lecha Mishnah. The middle matzah is already broken, and it's not, so you don't have Lecha Mishnah on the Tushleimim. So you make the Hamoitz Lechman Oretz on all three matzahs, and then you drop the bottom matzah and that you're going to leave for Koyrech. The reason is because keeping this Avodah Mitzvah Chada, since you did one mitzvah with it, you want to do a second mitzvah with it also. You don't want to leave it without doing a mitzvah with it, since it was used for Lech Mishnah, so now it's going to be used for a different mitzvah Koyrech. And then you take, you're still holding the top and the middle matzah, and you make the Alechilas matzah on that, on those two together. Now the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha in the Siman Taf Ayin Hey bring down that there's a suffix which bracha is going on which. Do we hold like Tosfos that the Hamoitzi, the Tosfos and Brachos, that is, that the Hamoitzi is going on the Sholim and the Alechilas matzah is going on Prusa because of Lechem Oyni, or do you say the Lehepech, which is the Svara of the Mordechai and other Rishonim, that the Hamoitzi has to be on the Prusa because Lechem Oyni comes and tells us that even the Hamoitzi, the Prusa, what he has for a regular meal, has to be from a Prusa because he is a poor man's bread and a poor man eats and makes Hamoitzi on a broken piece of matzah. But the Bir Halacha says clearly that you see that each mitzvah is said, each bracha rather, is said on a different mitzvah, and the reason is, Zok the Bir Halacha, that when we could avoid it, we get around the problem of the chavilas, even by two brachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.